And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's episode, Lightning Hits a Shakedown, which first aired on August 10th, 1939, starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-Men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. Faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Got to hurry. It's a shakedown. I know it's a shakedown. And the Green Hornet's going to smash it. They'll think lightning struck the shakedown.
Now take it easy, Casey. There ain't nothing to be scared of when you hear the thunder. It's the lightning what does the damage.
Close that window, Axford. The rain's coming in.
That I will, Casey. By golly, isn't this a storm, though?
Oh, rather. Sentinel still has to be published. Storm or no storm. What about that rewrite Mr. Reed wants?
Oh, golly. Ain't it a shame, no? I never seen such luck.
Shame? What is, the rewrite on the Bargo story?
Here I spend the whole morning working up me appetite. And now when it's time to go and eat, this rain comes like this.
Axford, the rewrite.
And me with an empty stomach and no rubber as an umbrella.
Listen, you big lug.
Oh, you were saying something about the Bargo story.
Yes, Sonny boy, I was. We publish a newspaper, the Daily Sentinel, remember?
Oh, sure.
Mr. Reed is anxious to see a certain story, wherein there are statements made by a man named Bargo.
That windbag. Lowry says he's full of hot air. All them things he's had to say about the electric company are nothing but propaganda.
Mm-hmm. I know, Axford.
Hey, Casey, got an aspirin tablet?
Lowry, Mr. Reed's waiting.
I know. Mr. Reed wants a story Bargo sent in. Well, here it is. I've done the best I can with it, and it's got me down.
Oh, there's the aspirin.
Oh, thanks. Wait till I get a glass of water. Get a load of the blast he's written against the Light and Power Company. You like that. If that guy keeps on, he's going to really arouse some interest in his screwball scheme to get the city to take over the Light and Power.
Lowry, he couldn't do that, could he?
You'd be surprised at what a lot of drool like his can do when the people go to cast their votes. Anyone with half a brain would know that most of the statements he makes are pure fiction.
Golly, I didn't realize that.
Lowry said that anyone with half a brain would know it, Axford.
Oh, sure. Lowry would know it. But now you and me, Casey, we ain't handicapped with only half a brain.
Well, that's for you, Lowry.
Oh, by golly, that's the time I told you off, Lowry.
A mastermind. I've got to see the boss about this story, is he in?
Yes, Lowry, but he's busy.
In. That's all I want to know. Thanks. Mr. Reed.
Oh, yes, Lowry. Come in.
I can't do anything with the stuff Bargo sent in. If we take out the phony statements, there won't be anything left to print. He's using your paper as a medium of propaganda.
You've investigated, Lowry?
Sure, and so's Jenks and Hawks. The Power and Light Company's on the level. They're not charging exorbitant rates. And the city cannot give the same service at less cost. I don't know why Bargo's trying to use his political influence to bring about a change in the setup.
There have been quite a number of power failures recently, Lowry.
All right, but let a pack of politicians run the electric company and see what happens. Look here, boss. My personal opinion is that Bargo and his gang of wolves could tell a lot about some of those power failures if they wanted to.
What?
I mean it. Off the record, I think he's caused some of them, just to give him something to squawk about.
That's a pretty serious charge.
That's why I'm not making it public.
Now, leave your story with me. I'll look it over. If I find that Bargo is trying to use the Daily Sentinel for the sort of thing you say...
I'm dead sure of it, boss. All you gotta do is check back on his record. He's been in on graft for a long time. Too long. He feels that if the city takes over the electric company, he'll be lined up for a nice, fat executive job. Imagine a guy like Bargo trying to hold down Porter's job.
I know Porter quite well.
Isn't he in the civic club?
Yes.
Okay, and he's made a lifetime study of his game. He's worked up from the bottom, the lineman to president. Now imagine Bargo having conceit enough to think he could step right in and do a better job. Why, the big...
I'll investigate.
Okay, boss. If there's anything I can get, let me know.
I will.
Hold on, Casey.
What's the matter with you, Axford?
Don't use the phone when it's lightning like this.
Oh, don't be a sap.
I'll be seeing you soon, Casey.
Okay, Lowry,
Holy crow! Hey,
that hit close.
The light has gone off.
Good grief.
Power gone off?
Golly, yes, Reed. I told Casey not to touch the
phone.
Don't
you try and blame me for the power going off.
Give me that phone.
No, Reed,
the presses have stopped. We'll be in a bad way. Hello? Hello? Is the power off all over the building? It is. Thanks. Get the power plant on the phone, Miss Case. See how long the power will be off.
We can't run the paper off without power, can we?
You might try writing it in longhand, Axford. Well, another failure.
By golly, it's just like what Bargo says.
Maybe he planned it that way.
Huh?
Take your chatter outside. What's the matter, Miss Case? No answer?
I guess the lines are all tied up with inquiries.
Yeah, it looks as if the power's off in the whole downtown area.
Boy, won't Bargo have a lot to say about this.
To say about the failure of the Power and Light Company to supply uninterrupted service. The equipment is obsolete and outmoded. An hour of failure such as occurred in the downtown area today is inexcusable. It could very easily cause a panic.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Bargo. All I want from you is a statement. What would you have done to have prevented such a thing if you were in charge of the electric company?
There should be efficient lightning arresters.
You mean to say the Power and Light Company is not equipped with efficient arresters?
I contend the equipment is obsolete and outmoded, as I've said. The lightning caused an overload that broke down an arrester.
You know that to be a fact?
Naturally, I've investigated.
I see. And you want to go on record as stating that the equipment was not what it should be?
That is my contention.
You're throwing out a pretty bold statement. Aren't you afraid the statement is going to be challenged?
No.
Maybe because Mr. Porter hasn't given your accusations the dignity of a rebuttal?
Mr. Lowry, if you want the statement, you have it. I have nothing further to say.
Okay. I'll see what Mr. Porter has to say.
What I have to say, Mr. Lowry, is simply this. I'm aware of what Mr. Bargo is trying to do. It's a form of oral sabotage. He'd like nothing more than for me to come out in the papers and start a debate with him. I feel that any statement I might make could be distorted and misquoted by this man. Therefore, I prefer to make no statements.
Tell me this, Mr. Porter. Is it true that the equipment here is outmoded?
It's true that the equipment here is the finest and most efficient, most modern that money can buy or science can develop.
That's just about what I thought.
We're conducting an investigation as to why the power went off today. It shouldn't have done so.
What's that?
Our equipment should have arrested the lightning.
and there should have been no more than a momentary interruption in the electric service. I refuse to believe that there was any defect in the lightning arresters.
Now, that's interesting.
However, I don't care to make any further statement at the present time. You may say that a full and complete investigation is being conducted.
A full and complete investigation is being conducted, eh, Lowry?
That's what he said, Mr. Reed. But you know how those things are. Mr. Porter showed me the place where the lightning struck. It was all fused and melted down, so you couldn't tell much of anything from it.
That's what he told me on the telephone. He's not going to have much success conducting any investigation.
Well, you talked to him, huh?
Yeah. Confidentially, he suspects a man by the name of Scadron.
Who?
Scadron, S-C-A-D-R-O-N.
Holy mackerel. You mean to say he suspects this man deliberately caused that trouble?
He's trying to find out.
Meanwhile, what's he done about Scadron?
Well, nothing. It happens that Scadron is going on his vacation anyway, so the investigation will be made while he's away from the plant.
Oh, boy, if we could only get proof that... Oh, well, that's too much to hope for.
What's that, Larry?
Do you suppose there's any chance that Bargo hired Scadron to wreck what that equipment just so he'd have another point against the light and power company?
Well, what's your personal opinion, Larry?
Personally, I wouldn't put it past him. That bird's willing to go the limit to win his point.
I see.
He knows that a big job in a city-owned power and light company would be worth grabbing. He's out to grab it.
I wonder what Porter's investigation is going to reveal.
I don't know, boss. I'm afraid nothing.
After Ed Lowry left Britt Reed alone in his office, the young publisher sat for some time wrapped in deep thought. Then he prepared an envelope, which he put into his pocket to mail personally. An envelope that held a strange device that was destined to bring about a fast-moving sequence of events. Meanwhile, Bargo received a phone call. He made sure his office door was locked, then took up the receiver.
Yes?
Hello, Bargo. This is Scadron.
Yes, Scadron. I've been waiting to hear from you.
Yeah, I didn't dare call you after the accident yesterday. Thought I'd better wait till I was away from the place on my vacation.
Any trouble?
No trouble at all. It went slick.
I understand that Porter's conducting a complete investigation.
Sure he is.
Anything that he might find?
Not a thing. I saw to it that every angle was covered.
Good enough.
I got a hunch, though, Bargo.
Hunch? What do you mean?
Porter suspects something phony.
He does?
Yeah, he knows enough about the equipment to know that things just couldn't happen that way.
I see.
But he can't prove anything, so don't worry.
Worry? I'm not worried, Scadron.
I'll be on my vacation, you know.
Yes.
But I'll be at that special phone number so you can reach me if you want to.
Very well, Scadron. You'd better not call me here again. I've got that phone number here in my file. If I want you, I'll call you.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye. As long as there are stooges like Scadron available, I needn't worry. Just a little more pressure and I'll have Mr. Porter willing to talk terms with me.
The next day, Britt Reed came to his office as usual. His reporters had been gathering facts and data, statements and theories in connection with the recent failure of the Light and Power Company and the subsequent investigation. Lowry said...
So there we are, boss. Up a tree. A big one.
We're stymied, Lowry.
Even if Bargo and Scadron planned this job, what are they after? I don't get it.
Well, it looks simple to me. Bargo's in a fine position to make demands on Porter.
Demands?
Well, he can come pretty close to putting Porter out of business with a city-owned power plant, as he threatened.
I get it. Porter feeds the kitty or else. A shakedown.
Exactly. Only Bargo would be less crude. He'd call it a contribution to his campaign fund.
Reed, sore his neck. Why, whatever do you think?
About what?
It's Porter. He just got an ominous letter.
You lug, you don't mean ominous, you mean anonymous.
Do I? I thought it was ominous.
Well, ominous means threatening, actually.
Golly, that's what it was.
Well, what did it say?
It didn't say nothing.
You mean a blank sheet of paper?
You don't call that a threat. No writing at all.
This here note didn't need one. All it had was a seal stamped on the paper.
A seal? Hey, what kind of a seal?
Holy crow, what kind do you think? The seal of the Green Hornet. And if that ain't an ominous note, you don't know the Green Hornet.
That The curtain falls on the first act of our Green Hornet adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a moment. To continue our story, Britt Reed had started his plan to trap the Shakedown racketeers by mailing a Green Hornet seal to Porter, president of the light company. Now in his office, he took the next step.
That's what it was, Casey. Ominous. An ominous note.
Axford, will you stop repeating that word?
Well, wasn't it?
Well, once in your life, you get a word right, and it's such an event, you never forget it.
You're calling Lowry, Miss Casey.
He'll be right here, Mr. Reed.
Say, Reed. You heard Hawks couldn't get no place with Porter, ain't you?
Yes, I got there, Axford.
Seems kind of funny Porter shouldn't want nothing done about that Green Hornet note.
Perhaps he has enough worries already. As a matter of fact, I wonder if this Green Hornet business isn't entirely fake.
Suffering snakes.
Miss Case, do you recall a man who works for the Light and Power Company that got tangled up with the Green Hornet last year?
Yes, I think so. It was during that loan shark racket.
Oh, that's the man. He swore the Green Hornet helped him out.
The Hornet's a crook. He don't help nobody.
This man thinks so, Axford. If it hadn't been for the Green Hornet, he'd have lost his home to the loan sharks.
You have his name in the morgue?
Shall I dig it out?
Yeah, I'll do that. I want Lowry to question that man.
Golly, Reed, you don't think he's in with the Hornet now?
Well, he works for the light company. Porter, president of the company, got a Hornet note.
I see, Mr. Reed. This man may know something about it.
Possibly. And it's also possible that his faith in the Green Hornet is cooled enough for Lowry to get something from him. Tell Lowry to get on it at once. Have him call me at my apartment. I'll be waiting.
That evening, Britt Reed paced the study of his apartment.
The Green Hornet is going to stand a chance of revealing Bargo's racket. I'll need assistance. Cato's not here, and the only possibility... That you, Lowry?
Right, boss.
You saw this fellow whose name we dug out of the morgue?
Yeah, I saw him. Name's Curtis. Lives up there...
Never mind the phone book details. Did he talk?
Not a thing, boss. I had to wait till he got through his job at Powerhouse Number 6.
Powerhouse Number 6, eh?
Yeah, but when it came to the Green Hornet... He says he doesn't know a thing, and if he did, he'd never go back on the Hornet.
Never go back on the Hornet. Well, thanks, Laura. That's all I want.
What now, boss?
No? Well, keep after Porter, that's all.
Okay, boss. Bye.
Bye, Laura. Curtis. Yeah, he's the man. Now, where's the phone book? If he'll help the Green Hornet... Yeah, here it is. I can get to his place in 10 minutes with the Black Beauty. And that's where the Green Hornet's going.
Reed stepped through a secret panel in the rear of his clothes press, then along a narrow passageway within the wall of the apartment house, which led directly to the supposedly abandoned building which housed the sleek, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Now, here's the Green Hornet mask and the gun fully loaded. Now, the rest is up to the Green Hornet and to Curtis.
Understand. Why should that reporter ask you about the Green Hornet note that was sent to the president?
Search me, honey. Said he was just curious because of what happened last year.
You're not hiding anything.
Of course not. But it still goes. The Hornet saved us once, and no matter what, I'm for him.
Yes, yes, he did help us, but, well, he's the worst criminal there is.
Not with me, ain't?
Can I count on that, Curtis?
Huh?
It's him, the Hornet.
Keep your voice down, Mrs. Curtis.
Oh, how did you get in?
The window.
Oh, I'll shoot.
I heard what you said, Curtis. I want your help.
Please, he's an honest man.
I owe you plenty, Hornet, but... I ain't doing nothing crooked.
You can't ask
You owe me something, Curtis, and I promise you, you'll do nothing wrong.
Well,
You work at Powerhouse Station 6?
Yeah, me and another guy, operator.
When do you take the night shift?
Tomorrow night. 1 week day shift, next week night. Tomorrow night,
What do you want him to do?
Curtis, I'm going to trap a couple of rats.
If you say so.
Don't, it's dangerous.
Go ahead, Hornet. You said a trap.
With you as bait, Curtis. Now listen closely. I haven't time to repeat what you're to do.
Curtis agreed to do as the Green Hornet requested. The following day, he called the Daily Sentinel and spoke to Lowry.
All right. Hello, Lowry talking. Curtis? What Curtis? Oh, yeah. What's that? A guy named Scadron? Yeah? Yeah, I get it. Will I be there with bells on? Well, when the boss hears about this, that guy Curtis does know something. Hey, Casey, where's it? Oh, there you are, boss.
You got something, Larry?
Have I? The Green Hornet.
What? You mean
Has
the...
Has he been caught? Not yet, but he's heading for it. That guy Curtis did know something.
Yeah, but you said last night...
That's past history. Curtis just called me. He'd been scared to talk before.
What did he say?
He mentioned the Green Hornet and Scadron.
Don't tell me the Hornet is in this, too.
Up to his ears. He must be.
Well, let's have it. What did Curtis know?
We'll get that later, boss.
He didn't tell you over the phone?
No, scared to talk.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Reed, if he's scared to talk, then...
Hold it, Casey. He'll talk, but not over the phone.
Well, you arranged to meet him.
Tonight at 11 o'clock at the place where he works. He said he'd have plenty.
Great. Lowry, you're going out there.
You don't have to tell me that, boss.
Get Porter. He'll want to be on it, too.
Axford might come in handy, Mr. Reed.
Axford?
Well, if Curtis has been threatened...
Now, that's true. You take Axford. Get a couple of men from police headquarters.
Hey, why let them in? We're running a newspaper, not a detective bureau.
This place got the idea, Lowry. Suppose Scadron or Bargo or the Green Hornet decides to carry out that threat.
Okay, boss. The cops go.
We'll hold page one for the story. But I want to be sure we get that story.
It's 9 o'clock, Mr. Bargo. Shall I let the rest of these papers go until tomorrow morning?
Yeah. What's that, Miss Williams? I have something on my mind.
If you mean that letter that came in this afternoon, why not forget it? It's nothing but a crank note.
Of course it is. Hinting that I had anything to do with that light company accident.
Well, you needn't jump down my throat.
Besides, I never heard of this man, Curtis.
Yes, I know, Mr. Bargo.
But don't stand around. If you're going, go.
Yes, sir.
We'll finish in the morning.
Never seen so jumpy before. That letter certainly...
Inside.
Matt.
What's going on here?
Don't worry, Bargo. I'll handle it.
The Green Hornet.
Move. Get inside that closet.
Look here now.
I'm going.
You are, isn't she, Bargo?
Well, I...
She's out of the way.
If you didn't have that gun,
Lock the closet.
I tell
Lock
you...
it. That's Betty. Bargo, we have to take care of this fella Curtis.
How do you know about that?
Why shouldn't I know? You're not the only one that's working a racket against Porter.
Will you shut up, the girl?
What?
She heard every word.
Over this way where she can't hear.
What are you after, Hornet? If you think you can get a slice of that money...
The money you got from Porter? I wouldn't touch it.
Then what are
this
you after?
Bargo.
No, don't.
Take it.
Yes, I...
He's out. By the time he comes to, the police will be here to escort him to jail. And that girl will be a good witness, too. Now, let's see. Where's his private file? To get Scadron's phone number. He's supposed to be on vacation, but... That must be here, or my plans for tonight will fail. Must be here. Yeah. Scadron. And the number. The main thing is this phone call to get Scadron out to Station 6, where he's going to meet the Green Hornet.
What's holding him up? Should have been here, but... There he comes. Got his lights out like he said. And it's about time. Where you been? Bargo said I'd be meeting you here. What the...
What's the matter, Scadron?
You're wearing a mask. You're the Green Hornet.
Sure I am.
But Bargo didn't say it was you who was coming.
No names were mentioned at all on the phone. You know that?
Yeah, that's right.
No time for talk, Scadron.
Where are we going?
Ever hear of a man named Curtis?
Curtis? Yeah, a guy by that name works for the light company.
Well, we're taking care of him.
Is that the guy Bargo meant? You mean he knows I'd done that job at the main power plant?
He's here now, inside.
That's all I want to know. I'll beat him up plenty.
You brought a gun?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
Sure. Don't worry, it's loaded. See, it's a long way from your car to this powerhouse, ain't it?
Yeah, and it's better that way. We have to make a fast getaway. You go ahead and open the door. I'll make sure there's no one around.
Okay, but make it snappy. I want to get this over with.
While Scadron moved ahead, Britt Reed quickly removed the cartridges from the gun and substituted blanks.
Anybody around?
We're the only ones here now.
The door's open.
Here's your gun, Scadron. We'll go in and talk to Curtis. Follow me.
Hey,
There they are. Curtis and another man.
I don't like it, Hornet. I figured Curtis was going to be alone.
I'll take care of the other man. You think you can handle Curtis?
Sure.
He may prove tough.
Not him.
Better keep your gun out where he can see it.
Hey, I ain't going to plug nobody. All that guy needs is a good scare.
He'll scare easier if he sees you with a gun.
Yeah. Okay, Hornet, he'll see it.
I'll wait a few minutes until they're looking the other way.
What's the matter with now?
Well, they're too close together. I want to be able to get at that other fellow without interference. I'll wait a few minutes.
How about now, Hornet?
I'm giving the order, Skedron.
But they... Hey, look.
What?
Through the window, a car.
Stopping here.
What are we going to do?
We move faster, still time.
How are we going to get out?
The back entrance, we'll use that. Come on.
But Curtis and that other guy, they're still facing this way.
Where's the light switch? We'll work in the dark. Here it goes.
Hey, Curtis, the light. What happened?
I don't know. The power's still on.
Don't move, either of you.
What is this? A
stick up?
It's the Green Hornet.
Hit your lip button, Curtis.
Who are you?
I'll show you.
Try it.
Hey, Hornet, take care of that guy. They're ganging me.
Hurry, Skedron.
I'm warning you not to talk, Curtis.
Talk about what? I've got the other one, Skedron. Tell him.
You can't see it, Curtis, but there's a gun pointed at you.
Watch out, Curtis.
Let go of my arm.
Don't shoot.
Don't, Skedron.
My arm. Let go.
Oh, shut Curtis.
You let go of me.
I'll get you for this.
Hey, Hornet, where are you? Get me out of here. Let go.
Don't nobody move. Who fired them shots?
Put the lights on, Axford.
I'll get him, Lowry.
Here's the guy who did it. Hold him. What's the matter with those lights?
Oh, there they are.
Now we can see.
You,
holding the gun. Drop it.
He shot Curtis.
I tell you, it was an accident. I didn't mean to pull the trigger.
Drop that gun.
He did it, Mr. Porter. Skedron shot Curtis.
Sure he did. Afraid he was going to talk, eh, Skedron?
Now listen, I tell you, it was an accident.
Yeah, like that time lightning hit the main power plant.
No, honest. I did that job at the power plant. Sure I did.
You're admitting it?
It was Bargo. He paid me to put the lights on the blink so he could work a shakedown racket on Porter. And he's the guy sent me over here to shut up Curtis.
You did that too well.
I didn't mean to. There was a Hornet. He grabbed my arm, I'm telling you. I ain't no murderer.
You're right about that, Skedron.
Huh?
You're not a murderer.
What's up for his next, Lowry? What about Curtis?
That's just it, Axford. Take a look at Curtis.
What's this?
Curtis hasn't been murdered. He hasn't even been shot.
Holy crow!
He's right. Look at this gun. It's loaded with blanks.
Curtis is only knocked out, but I could have sworn he'd been shot.
He ain't dead. It ain't no murder rap.
The only thing that's dead around here is Bargo's racket, Skedron. And you've blabbed plenty about that.
I deny it. I want a lawyer.
We got plenty. A lawyer'd be wasting his time.
That's that Green Hornet. He's the guy that done this. Why didn't you nab him?
Nab the Green Hornet? I'll tell you why not. Because trying to catch him would be like trying to handle a bolt of lightning. It just can't be done.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Green Hornet Incorporated. The situations and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events of the past or present is coincidental.